Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Start off with some breaking news from the World Cup matches in Qatar. The African continent has just exploded into a frenzy after the only team representing the continent this far, and Morocco beat Spain 3-0 on penalty shootouts to advance to the quarterfinals of these matches. Utaba oluchisayo esiqala ngalo lanxa nje silolunye udaba olumqoka esingalo lamhlanje iMorocco okuyilo ilizwe ebeselisele kumncintiswano weWorld Cup ilizwe laseAfrica. Selinqobe iSpain nge-3-0 ngemva kwama-penalty shootouts. Okutsho ukuba ele Morocco selingenileke kuma-quarterfinals e-World Cup. Tukutanga na unasi nenyaya iyafaza abantu bakawanda ku-Africa inova nyaya ye-World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chinova icho chikwata che Africa changa cha Sara chirichega kumakwikwi e World Cup chakunda Morocco 3-0 pa mitambo yema ye World Cup uyezve izvi chireva kuti Morocco yatopinda muma quarter finals e World Cup tichakupai nyaya iyo zvizere now back to our main topic of today. Tonight we are revisiting the enduring problem of drug abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, with many doing hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin and cocaine. The country's largest psychiatric referral center, Ingwecheni Hospital in Bulawayo, is said to be experiencing a surge in the number of young people seeking treatment for mental health-related illnesses as a result of drug abuse. According to reporting by Newsday, cases at the hospital have been rising since 2020. Ingwecheni Hospital Clinical Director Wellington Ranga told the newspaper, quote, "In 2022, 449 new males were admitted while 400 were readmitted up to October this year. And from January to October, 449 new males were admitted and 400 were readmitted compared to 130 new females who were admitted and 168 females who were readmitted this year." The Newsday quoted Dr. Ranga as saying, "The problem at Ingwecheni is exacerbated by mass exodus of doctors and nurses who are abandoning their poor-paying jobs for greener pastures overseas." In September, hospital principal nursing officer Agnes Kabwemba told New Zealand Court, "We are facing an exodus of qualified personnel and a surge in cases of drug and substance abuse. This has resulted in a surge in admissions in our wards. We are receiving 2,500 outpatients per month. Yesterday, we admitted a 16-year-old who was abusing drugs." Mental health activists and health experts say Ingwecheni Hospital anecdote is a microcosm of a bigger problem pervading the country and its health institutions. Tonight we are asking, how best can Zimbabwe save its future by eradicating drug abuse among young people? Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Lolu ludubo osolubhahile kakhulu eZimbabwe olubikwaso lubangela ukuthi isibhedlela seingutsheni ekobulawayo sandelwe ngabantu abagula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Ngokubika kwephephandaba le-Newsday kanye le-Newsiana, iziphathamandla kulesi sibhedlela zikhala ngokuthi ziyandelwa ngabantu abadinga ukwelatshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yezidakamizwa. Kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuhlenga abasakhulayo abayibo ikusasa lethu? Ngumbuzo obalulekileyo ke lowo esiwubuzayo namuhla. Kwaziwayo batereri beStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikuru sei nevechidiki. Dambudziko iri rinonzi rapa kuti kuchipatara cheingutsheni kuBulawayo kuzari vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nenyaya yekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi. Zvinosanganisira cocaine, crystal meth pamwe chete neheroin. The Panaure News Day pamwe chete neNewsiana anoti vanachiremba kuchipatara ichi vari kuchema zvikuru nezvenyaya iyi. We begin our show tonight with our guest and that's Mr. Wilson Box, Director of Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We also have Bulawayo Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Ward 26. In Bulawayo and elsewhere, community leaders are rallying young people and fighting back against drug abuse. And one of them, as said already, is our guest tonight, M. Ganwini, Ward 26 Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, who organized a soccer tournament against drug abuse and encouraging voter registration among young people at the weekend. Councillor Moyo, let me start off with you. How rife is the issue of drug abuse in Bulawayo? We hear Ingutsheni hospital is full of, is registering an increase in young people, especially who are mentally disturbed as a result of drug abuse. How serious is this issue in the second city?
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening to listeners. Okay, the issue of drugs is kind of concern is now a serious issue. We have got our youth who are ICE, who are jobless, who have resorted to drugs and substance abuse. It's a sad situation indeed. They are abusing those drugs because they've got nothing to do. They are always seated in groups in bridges. They're absolutely ICE. So at the end of the day, they end up doing substance abuse. And eventually, like you rightfully said in the beginning, that Ingutsheni is now full of those patients from mainly from the youth who are unemployed. So you find that out that maybe for youth who are employed, the percentage maybe is very minimal. You can say even maybe 0.01 people who suffer from who are affected by the situation of substance and drug abuse. So many of these youth are people who are unemployed. They've got nothing to do because of this economic environment that we find ourselves in. It's very unfortunate that much as it is said that this is happening, but at times when you sit down with these youth, you find that They have got absolutely nothing to do. They have given up. They are saying Indiana is actually, they are saying Zimbabwe is hopeless. Maybe if they spend their day just absorbing, doing those drugs and such and that, they think it's far much better and they forget about their problems. For now, I'll end here. Thank you.
Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba moyo sibone ngempela sonto sibone ngempela sonto uqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho obukhuthaza khona abasakhulayo ukuthi bayabhalisela ukuvota njalo bathiyane lezidakamizwa. Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba usuke wayafika yini ingutsheni wabona umumo ukuthi unja?
Yebo, ngiyabonga ngombuzo lowo. Kuliqiniso ukuthi ngize ngifike ngifikelwe ngumbono ukuthi ngenze i-tournament leyi yokuthi ngenze i-awareness yama-drugs and substance abuse. Engutheni sengingavakatshela isikhathi esiningi. Okunye ngihambile ngisiyabona i-site visit njengokhansela. Okunye ngibizelwe umntakamathelwane ade esingathi ade sevula ingqondo. Ngamthwala ngemota yami lakhona le ngutsheni ngenxa yama-drugs izidakamiswa. Ngiphathe kakubi njengomkhokheli olonyana nabantu ukubana abantu sebevula ingqondo ngento kanti esingayithi singayi-avoida njengelizwe nxa singaba le msebenzi njengoba nje ekuqaleni abantwana laba bayasuka kuma-drugs. Njengaba le tournament yezengugu ngitshone labo ilanga lonke abantwana laba abanye bakuma-drugs kodwa bebecausebekele kule tournament yebhora azange bephatheke kuma-drugs azange beyenze okwezidakaliswa batshone bedlala ibhora kuthengisela ukuthi ngabantu sibili abatengqondo abantu abarizinayo abantu okuthi nxa obanisa into yokwenza njengoba bembathi i-tournament betshone beyenza bathiyana lama-drugs kule themba sibili kule hope ukuthi ama-drugs laba ngeniswazi kuswela okokwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Aha, siyabonga councilor Moyo uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Tiuye kwamuri ba Wilson Box ndiwo director beZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Muri kunzwa vabox hanzi kuchipatara chengutsheni kubulawayo ko kwazara vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nechikonzero chemadrugs kana kuti zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro and so forth. Situation yakamira sei kuzvipatara zvekuHarare ikoko?
Ndinotenda vamoyo nyaya yemadrugs haisi ingucheni kupera asi kuti inyika yese. Chiri kukonzeresa kudaro inyaya yekuti madrugs ari kuwanika pese pese munyika yedu. Tine vari kuatengesa, toita vari kuatora kana kuti kushuta. Saka it's now like tatone market yekuti kune masellers nemabuyers. Ende masellers nemabuyers anowanika ariwo, kune vanotengesa zvakawanda kuita vanokwanisa kutengesa zvinoenderana nehomo yako. Saka mastatistics emahospitals ekuno kuHarare edmoment amonso shua asi andinongoziva ndechekuti padzimba dzitatu kana kuti 3 houses right one inenge ine dambudziko renyaya dzemadrugs kwozouya uyezve kana tichitarisa mafone calls atinoreceiva pazuva tichikurisiva isusu more than 10 calls a day yevanhu vanenge vachitsvaga kuti vana vobatsirwa kupi nekuti madrugs avakanganisa kunyanyanyanya drug riya rinonzi crystal meth rakuvadza vana vedu vechidp. Saka nyaya yemadrugs inyaya yamingati izvo yanetesesa muno muzimbabwe.
Thank you Deva Box, and also please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we-Studio 7 na sisakaza singapha Voice of America ese-Washington DC. For those are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And now an update on the World Cup matches played today in Qatar. As said already, iqembu le Morocco selingenile kuma quarter finals awe World Cup chikwata che Morocco chapinda muma quarter finals World Cup mushure meku kunda Spain, ngemva unqoba iSpain nge 3-0 kuma penalty shootouts. So kumelelweke ukubona ukuba na iqembu le Morocco lizadlala laliphi iqembu phakathi kwe Croatia le Brazil, no phakathi kwe Portugal rather le Switzerland, zona ezizadlala kusikhathana esilandelayo njengo 2 o'clock ngesikhathi sa konapa in Washington DC. So we are now waiting for Portugal and Switzerland to slug it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, a match that will determine which team goes to play Morocco on December 10 in the quarterfinals. Amanye amaqembu asevele sephakathi kuma quarterfinals, Croatia iyona eza ngqikilana le Brazil mhlaka 9 ngo mpalakazi Netherlands icha rakasha nawo ne Argentina zwari mwechete mswa 9 December. Imorocco izadlala ke le qembu elizaphuma phakathi kwe Portugal le Switzerland mhlaka 10 kuthi England le France abanye abathi kungaba ingumdlalo esingathi yifinal ye World Cup lanxa nje kuyi quarter final. England izadlala le France mhlaka 10. And here at VOA we are also human beings, and that means we are rooting for certain teams as well. Here is VOA's Andrea Tadic celebrating yesterday after her home team, Croatia, booked a place in the World Cup quarterfinals.
My name is Andrea Tadic. I'm excited about yes. We placed the quarterfinals. We went all the way to place second. Last time, we are going all the way up to place number one this time.
So do you think your team will win the World Cup?
Yes, is that a question?
That was VOA's Andrea Tadic speaking to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye at the Voice of America Division World Cup match party yesterday. Now back to our main topic. Ndizo kere kwa muri vabox. Saka sezo dambuzi kwa iri richinzi rateke shiranyika yese. Todi seba na Zimbabwe.
Chekutanga tatinokwanisa kuita kutarisa mitemo yedu inoongorora nyaya yedzemadrugs. Mitemo yedu iri kushanda here kana kuti haisi kushanda, nekuti nyaya yacho mitemo payakaiswa taani makore akawandisa, ende nguva iyoyo tasa taani madrugs ari kuwanikwa pane ine nguva, uyezve vanhu vedu vawanda, tine maintanet, tine a lot of things zvatava nazvo munyika medu. Saka there is need yekuti paitwe yatinotiwo drug policy reform, especially the dangerous drugs act chapter 15 the criminal code, chapter 9, 23, sections 156 to 159. I think the drugs is a public health issue rather than a criminal issue. Drugs is a criminal issue. Zagabuda is with Izo, another one uncoated, I don't know the big discovery. Zanga Pokerani say, you know, just on a drag, Zamuracho, one shall stigma, with discrimination. A Munagashika, Rara, Zenia, Zanga, I Chikundu, Chibunu, Chibunu Karao, one on Zenda Drag, Kazin, the Kacho, very sensitive, and I was the big Zakaro, but see. Sakadu is a two concert Yaema drugs are in some programs to book chat. Rather than the government who is setting up the ceremony, it is the people that are doing the drugs in Zimbabwe.
Aha, tino tenda wa box. Councillor Moyong Penduge kuwe, kwenziwe ni. Yebo kule mzamo oyenzayo, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zile mzamo eziyenzayo, uhulumende le mzamo yakhe. Kodwa kungahlanganwa njani ukuze udubo lolu lulwiswe ngabantu bebambene beyimbumba?
Ngiyabonga. Okungenzakala yikho lokho okubalulekileyo ukubana indaba zonke zihlangane. Ama-INS lawa isaseyise. Ngokuqalisekileyo kuqalisa kugazi ekulungiseni imithetho ngoba abantu ababanye abathengisa amadrazi bayabanjwa fikile kodwa akula zijeziso ezemplaukuthi kweyesabe ukuthengisa amadrazi njalo abanye ngabantu abathengisa ezidabeni lapho engihamba khona njengokhansela iyatshela ukuthi ikhansela kulabantu abathengisa amadrazi kodwa ngabaripota bayaboshwa namhlanje kusasa bevoke sebephumile. Okay, wako wama hayo nye si awazama chibi dokota ahayi 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 seonga nye kwa hivu kwa hivu ati ama parlamentari nye wetu mwenye kwa fitu eto iluti alara wate nye kama chazi kwe 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 kwa atura isaranuza ende uti ama yiti la ngatele kutheni ele awa afoti uti ngokutheni kodwa ama utshala lokungenelizwe nabo sarepide sasekungena lokho ukuthi ayinto yenkomperiro yo ayenza ukugcwala kuba wazi ngabe engutheni kodwa ngeke regulate ukuthi kule tshala okungavumela ebizweni ngokutshala kakhona yathola ukuthi itshaya idola for two ngiyayi la kathi ngibuzele yani mina ngani isifiso umtholi umuntu sefawulisa bese ngeke abanye bathi ngiyabe sengani iphoso engani yabanye bathi sesifikile uyokhuya amabala bathi bese uthi umuntu uyake ngasakwazi akwenzayo ukuthi bese into baya iyahamba sibili siyo imashane ethi amenzile yama yothi engumbeni lo okunathayo
Siyabonga kansela ngubamba umlomo khonapho kahle sithatha umlaleli uTalent Mukutsha. Tinemtereri va Talent Mukutsha. Makati henyu. Va Mukutsha muri utinzwa here. That's a bad line there. We cannot proceed with that. We'll try and reconnect with him. But as we wrap up, and Zokere Wamuri va box, how do we strike a balance between fighting drug abuse and fighting criminality? Because drug abuse mostly goes hand in hand with criminality. Mr. Box.
Hello. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that one's it's a tricky question. But just like what I said, if we try and create an enabling environment whereby we do treat our people who are using drugs, putting them in rehab centers, and also ensuring that you know, psychosocial support services, whereby we're trying to kill the elements of criminality. But can I teach you those facilities to ensure that our people are actually treated, our people are rehabilitated, we will find out that the issues of criminality will actually continue happening. So there is a need for us to really cut that supply, whereby we are saying that we are actually putting issue to do with drug use in line with a lot of criminality. Some people, you know, they are now just taking the issue of drug use as an excuse to their natural criminality, which is in them.
You. Thank you, Mr. Box. I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time. But thank you so very much to our guest, Bulawayo Councillor for Ward 26, Mr. Mpumelelo Moyo, as well as Mr. Wilson Box, Director, Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.